Good evening, everyone, here from Finland. And we're very happy to see you here as consistently as possible. Today is an important day in this project that we have undertaken. Our project is a post-election project to weigh in contradiction to the attempt to, frankly, steal the election. Today is important because it looks like there's going to be a certification vote in Michigan, and that is something that the White House administration has tried to overturn for days. It also looks as if I'm correct here, that a certification vote may come for Pennsylvania, although there are possibilities of delay, which is what the present campaign, the White House campaign group, wants to see, as much delay as possible, so that the final choice can be thrown over to electors, and so that the people can be disenfranchised and their vote not count. The worst example of that, I think, came in relation to Detroit, where, because of maybe two possible voting irregularities, 7 million votes were requested to be discarded. Of course, that is so absurd, you know, it would be laughable if it were not so serious. So our work is, as usual, to continue with the attitude as part of the new group of world servers to make sure that the good, the beautiful, and the true, in other words, as much of the divine plan as we can assist in the bringing through, that that divine plan is brought through. And there's no question, I think, you know, when one considers the fight against democracy, which is a great second-ray form of government, that the emphasis upon the indigo blue across the country and across the world as the major ray has to be in fact promoted. So we will continue as usual. We pretty much do the same meditation in our vigil every evening here in Europe, and on the weekends at 10 o'clock GMT instead of the usual 8 o'clock GMT time, 8 p.m. time. And we will, you know, perhaps continue until the inauguration begins, because there will be, see, the real problem, the immense problem, is in the psyche of the people, a divided psyche, and an internal psychological civil war based upon, well, if I can say it, based upon soul age. Now, it's not something that people would understand particularly. They would not understand that, I think. But that is more the truth of the matter. The less experienced the souls are, and the more they are upon the sixth ray at this time, the more they will opt for the personality rather than the angel of the presence. They will promote the dweller rather than the angel of the presence. So I turn this then over to Tuya, and she will continue. Thank you for being here with us. It's important to weigh in this manner.
Thank you, Michael, and welcome to everybody. And we start our meditation. So we align again with our purpose. We reflect a little bit about that. Why have we come together today? And let us try to use this moment always to learn the quality of this group that we recognize as well when we are not exactly at the same time gathered, but we start to sense this group also during the other moments of day. So now we endeavor consciously to align with the soul. And we create that triangle between the soul, mind and brain, so that there is a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower. And thus revealing the kingdom of God. Reflect your relation to the hierarchy and great ones via this group of disciples. Align with your solar angel, the angel of presence. And we recognize how this angel is confronted by the dweller on the threshold. It is within us, within the group, and in humanity. It is law that it is so. And we align as well with the solar angel of the United States. And with the Dharma of the soul of US, I light the way. We are now in the energies of Sagittarius, and there is something in Sagittarius which is related to the light, to recognize the goal, but it is a challenge in this energy that we refrain from building thought forms or speeds, unnecessary speeds. So let us try now, just for a while, clear the clouds which are formed by these thought forms. They can be also so-called good thoughts, but which are building before us the cloudy, foggy vision that we cannot see the goal. Let us uplift our eyes. What is actually in Capricorn, that we are on the peak, which is standing in the clear light. Let us reach as a group to that goal, that we see clearly the goal of United States. As it is in evolution, countries fall and rise, but US have a dharma, very important dharma, to play out in this coming, we can say, near future for humanity. And that is the reason why it is important for us try to see the real goal and emphasize and strengthen it. That brings us to the relationship with the Master Rakoczy, who is the Lord of Civilization, Master R, the Regent of for Europe and America. So we have to look far into the future, or far near future. Try to catch this qualitative influence, vibration, which is already pouring from the future. Let us create in our imagination strong sacred circle around US. And in our meditation, we enter into this work via these three centers of US, the throat center, New York. Heart Center, Los Angeles. Head Center, Washington. Let us also align with the hierarchy and with the Master of all Masters, our Elder Brother, the Christ, and stand with him in his mission. And we can estimate that there is in his plans also mission which is related to United States. Let us dedicate ourselves in his name. We have gathered in your name. Lord Maitreya, be with us. Wherever two or more are gathered in his name, there he will be. Let us welcome his presence. In our imagination, creative imagination, because today is so important day and all American disciples have their important dharma in this work and the turn of the wheel in US. Let us create again two circles in creative imagination. I'm asking all American disciples again, walk into the center. And we create that circle in around the governmental triangle. And all we others, we are standing in the outer circle and hold the space that this work can be done. And we take more protective action in this work. Let us now all turn ourselves into this mudra position, abhaya, fearlessness mudra. We hold the mudra. We have two circles. And also let us call help from our co-workers, from our triangle members to this work today. In this work of protection, we call the protective forces of light, guardians of justice, Archangel Michael and his saving force, to create a wall of protective energies. To keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. Archangel Michael, the Michael whose name is the one who is like God. In this protective field, we invoke now the rose color to be pouring in into the situation, calming it and giving vitalization to all disciples who are involved in this process in governmental branches, or in any way who are related to this election process. And we imagine that this beautiful rose is pouring through these three centers, White House, Capitol, and Supreme Court. First, White House. Capital. Supreme Court. We now visualize the Christ in the center of the triangle. And through him is pouring the great second ray and the color indigo. Let us visualize now indigo taking place through the three centers, through the triangle, and then coloring the whole aura of U.S. in indigo blue color. second ray is the ray of the United States. So this indigo is very important and bringing forth the essence, essential quality of this country. We reflect again the words of Master D.K. I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lords of Liberation. We now prepare for group invocation. Let us stand deeply vertically aligned in the sacred place within ourselves. We will have 1 minute silence for fusion and for union of the group and for opening the funnel of invocation into the higher realm, into the ears of those who know the truth. And we strongly are aware of this particular formation that we are standing. The American disciples in the center, and we others on the outer circle, all ready to work as one unified group unit. And now, 1 minute silence. Great invocation number 2. And Michael will lead us.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
Again, in deep alignment with the inner work of protection, we see the Lord of Love standing in the center of the triangle. And we start to create a wheel of fire with seven spokes of protection. We are standing in the center of the hub of the wheel. Which radiates with a living, all-consuming substance of love pouring out from the Sacred Heart of the Christ. See yourself and the group as we wear that hub. From that central position, we send out seven streams of living fire, fire of love, radiating upon the covenantal triangle in all rainbow colors. The group is standing and breathing as one unit. Wheel is spinning, and the protective energies are being spread further and further into every single state. One great wheel of living fire of love is demanding the law to be followed and to be established everywhere, in every state, of United States of America. The clarion is heard. We will stand for the law. Establishing the good law on United States. And that is giving hope to whole humanity. Bring illumination. Through the evocation of the will. Bring imagination through the evocation of love. And bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. And within our hearts, we state, may thy will be done, not ours. And little by little, we come into the bigger circle. Forming a big circle, sacred circle of brothers and sisters around the governmental triangle, releasing our mudra, and we live in that state as guardians protecting within. Thank you, dearest friends, and we meet again tomorrow at the same time.